The first 11 chapters of Genesis recount the early history of mankind. Throughout the account, it becomes clear that evil was rapidly progressing. Sin entered the world through the first man, Adam, whom God had made ruler of the earth, and it affected the whole of earthly creation. The ground was cursed and no longer gave abundant crops. Suffering and death prevailed in nature, and sin, passed on from one generation to another, became open rebellion against God. Adam's disobedience in the Garden of Eden turned into premeditated murder in his eldest son. The crime committed by Cain marked the beginning of a rapid decline in social behavior. Violence and injustice increased to such an extent throughout the following generations that God decreed the entire destruction of that wicked civilization and sent the flood. Only Noah's family remained faithful and was spared, and his sons became the ancestors of the new nations. But this second beginning was also a failure. From the first generations onwards, man rebelled against God's will to spread out over the earth. By confusing their languages, God put barriers between the nations so that they would move to other parts of the world. The story of primitive humanity proves that fallen man is a failure. Without God, nothing can save him. History proves that God must intervene for the salvation of mankind. From all eternity, God had prepared a plan of redemption. Already in the Garden of Eden, at the time of the fall, the Lord had promised that a descendant of the woman would one day crush Satan and triumph over evil, so that fellowship between God and man could be restored. Then the Lord laid the foundations for this work of salvation by choosing a godly line of men up to the time of Noah, who were the pre-flood ancestors of the Redeemer he had promised to send. After the flood, one of Noah's three sons, Shem, was chosen to continue the line of descent from which would come the Saviour. The Bible gives a list of Shem's posterity, but only mentions by name the sons marked out by God to continue the line of the chosen people. This genealogy forms the transition in the book of Genesis between primitive humanity of the first 11 chapters and the story of a particular family which is recounted in the rest of the book. At a certain moment, God moves forward the history of redemption by choosing, out of Shem's posterity, a man who was to become the ancestor of many nations and, in particular, the forefather of the people of Israel. This nation was chosen by God to be the people from whom would come the Messiah. The man was called Abraham, and the history of his family marks the start of a third beginning, that of the people of Israel. The genealogy of the sons of Shem, which mentions 10 generations from the time of the flood to the call of Abraham, is remarkable for the information given regarding the length of human life at that time. A rapid decline of man's life expectancy can be seen. Noah became a father when he was 500 years old, and he died at the age of 950. His son Shem, who was 600 years old when he died, had his first son after the flood when he was 100. His descendants had children when they were much younger, and they died earlier as well. Men married in their 30s, and life expectancy went down from about 400 years to an average age of 150 to 200 years. Of all the men born after the flood, the patriarch Eber lived the longest. He died at the age of 464. He was the ancestor of certain Semitic tribes. Through one of his sons, Peleg, he became the forefather of the Hebrews, from whom came Abraham's family and the people of Israel. In the first book of Chronicles, the Bible states that in Peleg's time the earth was divided. The name Peleg means division. It is believed that it was then that God confused men's language at Babel, so that people could not understand each other, and this made them spread out to populate the earth. Some also think that the gradual drift of the continents began at that time. The account of Abraham's life begins by mentioning his immediate family. His story is not essentially a biography. It is rather a collection of events that marked his life and that highlight the main feature of his character, which is faith in God. Because of his faith, Abraham has been called the father of the faithful. Next episode, the call of Abraham.